The CEO of the Africa Center for Energy Policy, Dr. Mohamed Amin, says lack of long-term strategic planning and investment on increasing energy demands by governments over the years is the cause of the current energy crisis in the country. He mentioned inefficient management, inadequate funding, and the absence of reserve capacity as challenges. Dr. Amin was speaking at the first energy discussion event organized by Imani Ghana, in tandem with the Power of the People, ELB.
A study I did some time ago shows that between every 8 and 10 years, the water levels in Akosombo goes to the level that cannot sustain our power generation requirement. And so we have known that. But from Akosombo, we got into another type of power crisis, this time not induced by low levels of water, but as a result of shortage of fuel or gas specifically. And so from 2007, we did not get to 8 years when we got another crisis in 2011. And that crisis has been with us up till now. This is worrying because if you know your problem, you plan to solve the problem. This is not to say that government after government has not attempted to solve this problem, but the plans of government have been short-terming. They actually have failed to take into consideration the long-term implications of having power continuously to support the development of our economy into the long term. We know that demand is growing at between 10 to 12% every year. Demand for power, demand for electricity. And this means that we have to be adding between 350 to 400 megawatts of generation capacity every year to our installed generation capacity. Unfortunately, we haven't done that. It is self-inflicted because we know that we need a reserve margin of between 20 to 25%. And this is particularly important because one of the reasons our power companies have told us why we have power crisis is because some of the plants are going through routine maintenance. Others are going through unscheduled maintenance. Now, if you know that, machines also can break down. Equipment can cease to operate. And therefore, they need repairs, they need to be maintained. Then the relevance of reserve margin cannot be overemphasized.
Dr. Amin proposed some solutions that could be adopted to solve the current energy crisis.
We have to find a solution to this and ensure that ECG is financially viable in order to become a credible off-taker so that investors, IP that we want to invest in power generation, know that when we produce and sell our power, we will get our money for the power from the off-taker. The second thing we have to do, why is ECG not financially viable? Government has to be blamed. Just as other consumers, non-governmental consumers, have to be blamed. The government conceded only yesterday that it owes ECG 700 million Ghana. That is so much ECG could have worked with. What about us consumers? Through power theft, illegal connection, and ECG's own inefficiency in collecting tariffs from metered consumers, we also have contributed to their financial problem. Now, is the solution to privatize ECG if we think that positioning ECG to becoming financially viable is the key to attracting generation investment? Is that the way to go?